In a Friday flashback earlier this month, we found a young entrepreneur, Angie Geis, opening her retail space and art studio in downtown Fonthill in February 2005. Not long afterwards, Geis bought the building, which has seen various tenants and uses over the years. Now an update from Geis on the latest action happening at 1433 Pelham Street. For the past 20 years I have immersed myself in the world of arts and culture management, education and economic development projects in the arts locally and remotely. It started here in Fonthill as the local Happy Place Art Studio, evolved into In the Orchard programming for the arts, that facilitated art programs across Niagara and programming throughout the Golden Horseshoe and eventually into Toronto. My role as an artist developed into a teacher, program developer, artistic director, executive director, chief financial officer and curator. I seems to have come full circle as I am back in my hometown hosting a show, The Happy Place Reboot. I have had the honor to work with multiple boards managing galleries, museums and nonprofits and charitable arts organizations. I worked directly with the Ontario Arts Council on many programs throughout Niagara, the Toronto Arts Council, and as far up to Northern Ontario with Federal Economic Development Agency for Northern Ontario, but hands down my most honorable experience was working in partnership with Anishinaabe First Nations to open an art gallery in an old train station. Throughout my career as an artist and arts and culture specialist, I have been humbled by my students and communities who have always reminded me that art has a higher purpose, and this purpose is to bring communities together and to educate, light, hope and healing, into places that need it. I have seen the transition of bringing in cell phones and technology into a vibrant classroom and watched that classroom grow dull. As an executive director, I was challenged in roles that address human rights and gender equality issues, and I fulfilled ministry guidelines to promote fairness in the workplace, combat discrimination and include a safe and inclusive workplace. You may not think that a career in arts and culture would address such heavy issues, but let me tell you, transitioning old-school boards to adapt to modern values and transparency was not and is not an easy task. Needless to say, in my 20-year career I have seen change. And now today the Happy Place Reboot is reflecting that change. Art is a reflection of society. The Happy Place Reboot is reflecting the direction how our new world needs to shop. What started out as a short-term vintage pop-up over Summerfest is evolving into a community art market and local general store. We are running it like a pop-up co-op, and for that matter alone it is a sign of the times. Partnerships are allowing small businesses to stay alive in this uncertain economy. The Happy Place Reboot is about quality over quantity, sustainability, education, the effects of fast fashion in the environment, and a place to showcase talent. It's a place for local and supporting local vendors. As the curator of this show, I have been inspired by the general store boom and the philosophy of the Pale Blue Dot in Hamilton, and I have scouted the best of the best. I continue to welcome vintage collections, pickers, makers and farmers to apply to the spring market. As a mature artist, it appears that my career has come full circle. Some of my students from 20 years ago are now the makers, the artisans, and this warms my heart beyond words. Rather than a circle, perhaps it's the shape of a heart. Art comes from a place of love, in one way or another.